Does bacon and eggs for breakfast, smoked salmon with cream cheese for lunch, and steak cooked in butter for dinner sound like a weight loss menu too good to be true? If you love foods like these and aren't a fan of carrot-filled diets, Atkins may be right for you.
Hello, and welcome to No Grain, No Gain, where we will be telling you all about the Atkins diet. Our hosts today are Natalie Mura, Megan Barton, Kaylee Cruz, and me, Tandy Boudreaux. We are live at St. George's Independent School on September 4th at 3:15 p.m. Starting us off will be Kaylee, who will tell you all about the Atkins diet.
Yay!
The Atkins diet is a popular low-carbohydrate eating plan developed in the 1960s by cardiologist Robert C. Atkins. The Atkins diet restricts carbohydrates while emphasizing proteins and fats. The purpose of the Atkins diet is to change your eating habits to help you lose weight and keep it off. The Atkins diet also says it's a healthy, lifelong approach to eating, whether you want to lose weight, boost your energy, or help improve certain health problems such as high blood pressure or metabolic syndrome.
But how little carbohydrates do you really eat during the Atkins diet?
The Atkins diet is very low in carbohydrate consumption. You have less than 20 grams of carbohydrates for 2 weeks and increasing to a certain number of grams depending on how much weight you would like to lose. The Atkins diet may also contribute to greater weight loss than higher carbohydrate plans without negative effects such as increased cholesterol.
That all sounds great. But I think our audience would like to know just a bit more about what this diet entails. What are some of the other benefits of doing the Atkins diet that our listeners could appreciate?
A person who does the Atkins diet should have steady sugar levels, less fat storage, and they are less hungry and do not have cravings. They burn fat and lose weight. A person who is on a just low-calorie diet, which is also a high-carb diet, has sugar levels that go up and down and increase fat storage and increase hunger or cravings. They burn sugar, yet store fat. The Atkins diet holds that eating too many carbohydrates, especially sugar, white flour, and other refined carbs, leads to blood sugar imbalances, weight gain, and cardiovascular problems.
Some people may think that restricting calories is the key to losing weight. This is true, at least for a short amount of time. Over the long term, though, studies show that low-carb diets like the Atkins diet is more effective for weight loss because people usually do not regain their weight. But now you're probably wondering, how does one do this diet?
The first phase is induction. You start by cutting down on almost all carbs, only eating 20 grams of net carbs a day, mainly from vegetables. Foundation vegetables such as asparagus, broccoli, celery, and others should account for 12 to 15 grams of your daily net carbs.
Protein plays an important role in this diet. If you were to participate, you should often get protein from fish and shellfish, poultry, meat, eggs, and cheese, which should be eaten at every meal. There are no restrictions to oils and fats, but you should avoid certain foods that contain high carbs and sugars like fruits, breads, pastas, and alcohol. You should drink 8 glasses of water every day for at least 2 weeks to get the maximum effect.
The next phase is balancing. In this phase, you continue to eat a minimum of 12 to 15 grams of net carbs as foundation vegetables. Avoid added sugars at all costs. You can slowly add back in some nutrient-rich carbs, such as more vegetables and berries, nuts, and seeds, as you continue to lose weight. You'll stay in this phase until you're about 10 pounds from your goal weight.
Second to last is pre-maintenance. In this phase, you continue to gradually increase the range of foods you can eat, including fruits, starchy vegetables, and whole grains. You can add about 10 grams of carbs to your diet each week, but you must cut back if your weight loss stops. You stay in this phase until you reach close to your goal weight.
Finally, you continue to do lifetime maintenance. You move into this phase when you reach your goal weight, and then you continue this way of eating for life.
Okay, so the Atkins diet says that you can lose approximately 15 pounds in the first 2 weeks of the induction phase. But it also acknowledges that those aren't typical results. Those are the ideal goal that most people strive to achieve. The lead scientists of the Atkins diet also acknowledge that you may lose more water weight than anything at first. It says that you'll continue to lose weight, real weight, in phases 2 and 3, as long as you don't eat more carbs than your body can take.
So, how does the Atkins diet work?
Because carbohydrates usually provide over half of calories consumed, the main reason for weight loss on the Atkins diet is because of a lower calorie intake from eating less carbs. Some studies show that there are other reasons for weight loss with the Atkins diet. You may shed a few pounds because your food choices are limited and you eat less since the extra protein and fat keep you feeling full for longer. Both of these effects also contribute to lower overall calorie intake.
Can you do the Atkins diet while having dietary restrictions or preferences?
Yes, Atkins does not require you to eat meat. Vegetarians can get their protein from eggs, cheese, soy, nuts, seeds, legumes, and high-protein grains such as quinoa. Vegans can get their protein from legumes, soy, nuts, seeds, and high-protein grains too. If you're already on a gluten-free diet, it's easy to be on Atkins because foods with gluten are high in carbs. People on Atkins eat less gluten than people who eat the standard American diet.
However, there are studies that actually counter the ideas of the Atkins diet, claiming that one should actually eat more carbohydrates and less protein. In Jennifer Kozin-Frankel's paper, Diet Studies Challenge Thinking on Protein, she suggests that a more carbohydrate-heavy diet is actually healthier than a protein-heavy diet. Kozin-Frankel proves this through a thorough test that was done on a group of lab rats. Each rat ate a different percentage of carbohydrates and protein throughout the test. Each rat was allowed to eat as much as they wanted during this time. It is important to note that in this study, lipids hardly affected the results of the test. In the end, it was found that the rats that had a higher percentage of carbohydrates in their diet actually lived longer than the ones who ate more protein instead, proving that the Atkins diet may not actually be an ideal diet to be more healthy.
But wouldn't the rats with a more protein-heavy diet be in better shape?
Despite the protein-heavy rats being slimmer and overall in shape, they lived shorter lives, while the fatter rats also had lower blood pressure, a higher glucose resistance, and healthier cholesterol.
Interesting. This implies the idea of healthy obesity, where people who are slightly overweight are actually healthier and live longer lives. With all this in mind, we are now going to ask Sharon Osborne, a participant of the Atkins diet, about her thoughts on this diet. Hello, Mrs. Osborne.
Hello, Mrs. Osborne. I hope you don't mind if we ask a couple questions. Let's see. Question number one. How has the Atkins diet worked for you so far?
But it's so livable, yeah. You know, it's a lifestyle change, yeah. And I just eat their frozen foods all day long.
Wow, really? That's fascinating. Question number two. Why did you start the Atkins diet?
30 pounds overweight, and I turned 60. I'd had some health problems, and I got to the stage where I'm like, come on, you need a kick, you
a know, jump
kick,
start.
Really.
We're jump-starting January, by the way, here, so this is perfect
this
to talk
is
about.
Perfect. This is what it's all about, and it's so livable because you just go and you get the frozen food.
That's fascinating, but many of our listeners are wondering about question number three. How successful has this diet been compared to other diets you've partaken in the past?
My entire life, I used to be 230 pounds. I've tried everything from powders to potions to diet pills to having a band put on my stomach, which nearly killed me. And the only thing that I have managed to keep my weight off is Atkins.
Perfect. Final question, number four. How hard is this diet to maintain? Please describe in as much detail as you can.
Anyone can do it. You don't feel deprived of food. You can even have their bars that they do, which have chocolate, which I'm an addict to chocolate. And so you can even have chocolate on it. You know, instead of a meal, you can have a shake. But I like to eat.
So how can the Atkins diet help prevent diseases?
The Atkins diet says that its eating plan can prevent or improve serious health conditions, such as metabolic syndrome, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cardiovascular disease. In fact, almost any diet that helps you shed excess weight can reduce or even reverse risk factors for cardiovascular disease and diabetes.
And most weight loss diets, not just low-carb diets, may improve blood cholesterol or blood sugar levels, at least temporarily. One study showed that people who followed the Atkins diet had improved triglycerides, suggesting better heart health. But there have been no major studies to show whether such benefits hold up for the long term or increase how long you live.
Some health experts believe that eating a large amount of fat and protein from animal sources, as allowed on the Atkins diet, can increase your risk of heart disease or some cancers. However, it's not known what risks, if any, the Atkins diet may pose over the long term, because most studies about it have lasted 2 years or less.
Dr. Arifa Kasaboy on WebMD says that the Atkins diet is one of the best-known low-carb diets, and the research shows it can work. If you fill your day with processed carbs like white bread, pasta, and white potatoes, and you don't eat many fruits and veggies, then this diet may be right for you. She says you can quit your usual go-to foods and start with the Atkins food list. There is the Atkins 20, which consists of a list of 20 low-carb foods you are allowed to eat. But if you like variety in the foods you eat, the Atkins 40 plan would likely be better for you.
For the person who needs structure in their diet, limiting starchy, sugary carbs will help cut calories and allow for weight loss. Also, focusing on proteins and fats that are plant-based is the key to a healthier and smarter body and lifestyle.
All right, I think that's all the questions. Thank you again, Ms. Osborne, for coming down to be with us. See ya.
Oh, thank you.